I'm Andrew Michael. Here's what happened today in country music history for October 3rd. Today in 1900, entrepreneur and engineer Eldridge Johnson forms the Victor Talking Machine Company in Camden, New Jersey. In 1922, Victor hosts the first country music recording session, and they release singles by some of the pioneers of country music, including the Carter Family and that swingin' brakeman himself, Jimmie Rodgers. Today in 1945, a 10-year-old Elvis Presley performs in public for the first time, singing Ol' Shep at a talent contest. He wins $5. Today in 1966, Merle Haggard releases his second studio album, titled Swingin' Doors. It goes on to reach number one on the Billboard Country Album Chart. Today in 1969, Johnny Cash's album At San Quentin tops the Billboard Country Albums Chart. Recorded live in front of inmates at California's maximum security prison in the Bay Area, Johnny Cash won the Grammy Award for Best Male Country Vocal Performance for the song A Boy Named Sue. The album received Grammy nominations for Album of the Year and Song of the Year. Today in 1970, Conway Twitty's Hello, Darlin' album hits number one on the Billboard Country Albums Chart. Today in 1972, Johnny Cash records the album Johnny Cash at Ostricker Prison in Stockholm, Sweden. The album is released only in Europe, and original pressings are highly prized by collectors. Today in 1979, Gene Autry's California Angels play in their first ever postseason game, losing to the Baltimore Orioles 6-3 in the ALCS. One of the ultimate country breakup songs ever recorded was released today in 1981 on Epic Records, George Jones's Still Doin' Time. Today in 1995, Dwight Yoakam halts his rehearsal for the Country Music Association Awards show to watch the verdict in the O.J. Simpson trial be handed down on live TV. It really was a G thing. On this date in 1997, Garth Brooks' legal team sues rapper Warren G in Nashville to protect Garth's use of the lowercase g as a symbol of Garth's brand. And today in 2005, Kenny Chesney and Renee Zellweger's breakup is the People magazine cover story. That's what happened today in country music history for October 3rd. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google. And follow us on social media at TICMH Podcast.